This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Good morning, Arizona. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, 7 o'clock hour, where we always try and feature some great aspect of our great state of Arizona. We're here with the staff from Arizona Highways, the editor and publisher, Wynn Holden and Robert Steve. Again, thank you guys for joining us. If you'd like to join the conversation, share a favorite memory from Arizona Highways. You know, one feature of the magazine that seems to have dropped is the cover of what was 50 years ago.
Well, this issue is a little different,
oh, okay.
You know, because what we've dedicated every single page to the National.
Okay.
It took that many pages to cover all the great parks in our state.
It's the August issue we're talking about, Discover Our National Parks. And that one little feature about, do you recognize this
yep.
cover,
mm-hmm.
dated, you grabbed back 50 years ago, I'm now remembering those magazines. I mean, the very first thing Mom did when we got here in 1966 was subscribe to Arizona Highways. So
bless her heart. We're very happy to have her.
We send this. It is our number one Christmas gift that we send to all the family all over the country. And our kids, which are spread from Tbilisi, Georgia, on the border
wow.
of Russia, to Minneapolis, to Portland, Oregon. This is the one thing they want to know they're getting every single Christmas is, hey, we're getting our Arizona Highways again, aren't we?
Well, and they're in good company because almost a third of our total subscriber file is gift subscriptions that are sent from folks here in Arizona to places literally around the world. I mean, we have subscribers in 100 countries.
Yeah, one of the other features y'all do regularly is you take a picture of some remote spot in Arizona and you ask us to guess where it is, and no one from Arizona ever wins that.
Well, you know, people from Arizona need to get out more often.
Isn't that the truth?
It's hilarious, some of the winners of that particular feature. I mean, from Nashville, Tennessee, from Schenectady, New York. I mean, it's just like, wow, okay, really?
Well, you
but
know,
they
you
remember their travels in Arizona.
That's
yeah,
right.
And you know, you look at our letters to the editor, too, and it's
yes.
always fascinating how many places around the world that those letters come from. It's actually one of the best parts of the job is reading all those great letters to the editor.
No, we're talking about specifically the August issue right now. What have y'all got coming up in through now between the end of the year? I know you always have the one winter issue.
Well, our September issue is our annual photo issue,
okay.
which is, I think, the best we've done in maybe ever. It's,
holy
I mean,
cow.
People talk about
oh,
every issue.
Oh, man, I
How
know.
How can you
it
judge
is,
that?
Yeah.
The pictures in everyone are yeah. so amazing.
Well, what I'm about to say may help convince
okay.
you a little bit.
Okay.
What we did, we had this idea to touch base with National Geographic photographers who have worked in Arizona.
Mm.
So there are a lot of really, and we have some great contributors who also shoot for National Geographic. What we wanted to do is go after men and women who shoot for Nat Geo who haven't been in the magazine before and kind of get an outsider's perspective on all these beautiful places mm-hmm. that we're talking about. So we've got some, you know, very... some legendary photographers coming up, and then we also feature our photo contest winners, and quite frankly, some of that stuff's just about as good as anything you'll see anywhere, too. So we kind of have both extremes. We've got the photo contest people all the way up to Nat Geo. So a lot of spectacular images in September.
Well, Robert, you get out a lot with the pack on your back and mm-hmm. the boots on your feet. What are some of the trails you've been on most recently?
Well, couples, you know, up in Wynn was talking earlier about up by Walnut Canyon. There's a great hike up there. Campbell Mesa is a place that we've got featured, I think, coming up in our, maybe that's in our September issue or it was in a recent issue. Sedona, always looking to do some hikes at the canyon. We have the Grand View Trail coming up in our November issue. I'm a little behind on my hiking, to be quite honest with you. I got to start getting out and hit the trail a little bit. But, you know, I think Wynn alluded to it earlier, and as you know, the state is so diverse. Hiking is a year-round activity in our state. So this time of year, people are up in the high country or over in the White Mountains. And, you know, as things start to cool down, we can hit the desert again. So a lot of great, great opportunities around Arizona.
Well, like I say, I envy you almost more than any other man on the planet. And you wrote just a couple months ago about an overnight trip you took where you ran into a man from, I think, California, but you walked in to ruins.
Yes, that was up in also a national park, Navajo National Monument, of course, up on the Navajo Nation. Yeah, that was a great, great experience hiking back to a place called Keetseal, which is an old ruin that's the largest and best preserved ruin in the Southwest, and Anasazi.
Only available by foot.
Yeah, and it's
Did you have to have a guide as well?
You don't have to have a guide. You have to have a lot of common sense, because there's quicksand out there, and there are rattlesnakes out there, and there are mosquitoes that carry all kinds of germs, you know? And so as ominous as that might sound, it's actually not that challenging once you figure out what quicksand looks like. And you hike back there, and it's I think, you know, it's about 17 miles round trip, so it's a pretty good trek to go back in there, but worth every step. I mean, it of all the things I've done in Arizona, it certainly ranks way up there.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list, and as soon as we're empty nesters, I plan on checking it off shortly after that, for sure.
And there's actually a campground back there, so you could backpack and sort of split those miles in half and go back, and I'd actually recommend doing it that way. A day trip's great if that's all the time you have, but
you don't get to slow down and really enjoy when you push through it like that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful country.
Absolutely. Well, when we get back, I want to talk through some of these other 22 federal parks that we've got. The Canyon de Chelly, of course, is the one that Jennifer and I will be seeing here in a couple of weeks. We have a friend that just recently toured the whole northeast corner of the state and sent us a whole travel itinerary of where to eat, where to stay. I had a vague idea of a lot of that. But Casa Grande Ruins was the first one I think I ever took you to when I bought that motorcycle. We were still in college. We jumped on the bike and ran down to Casa Grande. So.
Sounds like a movie.
Oh, it was almost. Chiricahuas, Coronado, Fort Bowie, Glen Canyon, Grand Cairn Parachant, Hubble Trading Post, Lake Mead. Hottest day I ever spent in Arizona was skiing Lake Mead. Whoa,
122.
Man. Oh, man. Montezuma Castle, Navajo National Monument, all when we get back.